Hello, people. In today's video, podcast, we're going to be talking about everyone else's opinions. Don't you love everyone else's opinions? We're going to talk about them and the way we do it to others. Let's dig in. Okay, guys, hope you're going absolutely awesome this morning or afternoon or evening or whenever you are listening to this podcast. We're going to be talking a little bit about judgment and a few things that have annoyed me over the last few days. And I just wanted to share my thoughts. You know, I was thinking the reason I do this podcast is as much for me as it is for you. I'm as selfish about this as I am giving. And I want to just talk about opinions and judgment and human beings. And this is something that I see everywhere is the amount of people that spend so much of their time giving their opinions about how you should live your life. I'm not sure if you've ever felt that way, but isn't it amazing how many people know better than you about how to live a life, yet when you look at their life, it's not anything amazing, or they may not be happy, or they may not be successful in their own eyes, but they're very happy to tell you exactly what you're doing wrong in your life and how you can fix it. Have you ever had that happen to you? I'm sure I'm not the only one. And on the reverse side of it is when you, someone always said this to me, and I think it's a really good visual. When you're pointing at someone, you've got three fingers pointing back at yourself. So if you start to notice that other people are doing that to you, you're probably doing it to them. And it's a good reminder to actually look at yourself, because I know I do it as well. You know, there are parts of my life that could be better, of course, but gosh, do I love to give people my opinion and love to give people my solutions to everything. Like my natural go-to, and I'm not sure if it's the same for everyone else on the podcast or some people, is we're very solution-orientated human beings. You know, someone states a problem and you try and solve it. You know, that's what we're good at. We're creative. We can kind of let our memories and minds, as we train them, go off and work out the answer or work out a solution based on what we have in our heads. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's not. But it's very easy to take those solutions and fire them out like a shotgun and hope people listen and do it completely with the right intentions. But it can come across as judgmental, opinionated, and put people on the back foot. Especially if you're in a relationship, you may not even notice you do it. Your partner may have learnt to just ignore you, or they may actually just tell you exactly what they think of you when you do it. Because it is something that I know frustrated my exes, and also my current partner. And I have been much better in this relationship as I've been more aware of what I'm doing. But this all came to fruition when I was watching a show last night, and it was, I just found it, you know, you look at these big public trials of people and you look at the amount of people that make opinionated decisions on no facts, on just what they see on the outside. And that was what made me think about this, is if you think about how many opinions and judgments we make about ourselves and others and what's happening around us, it can be very tiring, and it can be very wrong. You know, if you only understand 2% of something and make a 100% decision, you're going to lead to a lot of uncertainty. You're not going to be confident because you're going to make mistakes. And this is the sad point about dyslexia, you know, disorientation, which I've spoken about, and all of that, is we sometimes have false information in our heads. So if we're making massive decisions without actually taking a moment to breathe and really think about it, and I mean, what you're trying to do is put the brakes on a little bit. Your brain is so fast. The visual mind is, I'll get the numbers wrong, I'm sure, but about 32 times faster, I want to say, than a word mind, or it's six, one or the other. It's, let's just say it is a lot faster than the average mind. So we can create whole stories, opinions, ideas, solutions so quickly. But with that, and its advantages, also comes the pain of some of them being wrong, because we haven't really, I guess, internally fact-checked or internally slowed down to say something. So you could be getting angry at someone for something that actually didn't happen, or you could be getting frustrated about a situation and kind of installing your opinion of why it happened. And this is probably, you know, this is probably the biggest one I find I struggle with, and I don't even recognize it half the time, is that I've installed an opinion on why someone took an action. You know, I presumed I understood their motives when I didn't. And that is really, really, really dangerous if you don't recognize it, because it can shape your life. If you can, you know, people, I've been seeing a lot of dyslexics talking about their bosses and talking about other people around them. And, you know, we kind of install our motives into why they're, you know, bad people, or why they're, or if they, you know, if you think they're bad people, or why they did something, or, you know, is it a toxic kind of environment? There's a bunch of different ways it could relate. But installing motives that aren't real is really dangerous. And I wanted to give you guys a bit of a task you can try if you wanted to. And I've done this, and this is how I've started, and it actually does work over time, is when I'm driving, one of the most simple versions of this is when you're driving along and somebody cuts in front of you. And I don't mean like runs you off the road, but you know, maybe they didn't indicate at the right time and they just slipped across. We naturally, whether we say it out loud or not, go, why'd you do that? Why didn't you put your indicator on earlier? Why, you know, how selfish, you know, why, you know, you just must be that type of person. You know, you have all this anger that builds up, and, you know, I don't think I'm the only one. If you don't, you know, who does this? But what you want to start to do is you want to go, I don't know why they did that. They could, it could be a guy with his pregnant wife in the passenger seat trying to get to the hospital to deliver the baby. It could be, have you ever seen the speed movie where there's a bomb on the car and you can't slow down until, you know, below 60 miles an hour, or the bomb goes off? It could be that scenario. I don't know. I'm not saying what's more likely or not. We're not going to go into that. But what I'm trying to say is you don't know why they did that. And you can spend your whole life hating on people and judging people and building false stories in your head about people, but it doesn't help you. And, you know, it's taken me a while to even notice that I've changed so much in this case. And I just, you know, I'm just so much more relaxed. I don't know why they did that. They just did it. You know, that's my new opinion. And it's awesome. You know, it doesn't, you know, me not being overly judgmental doesn't, you know, when I am, sorry, what I'm trying to say is when I am judgmental, or when I was more judgmental, it didn't hurt them. It hurt me. Do you know what I mean? It built anxiety and anger in me, and frustration, and it had knock-on effects to how I treated certain people when it didn't matter. It, you know, honestly, they didn't care. They couldn't care what I thought of them or what I thought about them. You didn't. Does that make any sense? Like, have you ever felt that way inside, where you've built something up, or you've thought something about someone? Maybe you've never met them. You've just seen them from afar. You then meet them and you go, actually, they're a really nice lady or a nice guy. I was wrong. And that's what we're trying to stop. That's what we want to remove. If you could remove that from your life, just imagine how much freedom your mind would get, how relaxed it could be. So that's what I wanted to share today. I just wanted a bit of a rant. That was something I felt like talking about. It's something that I'm proud that I've started to move away from that. And I'll be proud if I can convince just one of you awesome people listening to just try that car exercise, or to try a similar exercise where you start to judge people when you don't know the story. I hope that makes sense, and I hope you try it. If it works for you, if you get something good out of it, please share in the Adult Dyslexia Secrets group. I'm really enjoying watching it grow, and interacting with all of you. Have a fantastic, awesome day.